This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
BT and Sal on the Fan. The three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. And okay. Sal is not here.
Got some good ones?
I have some amazing ones, which means I put no time and effort into it, as always. First question for you, BT.
Yes.
Do you have a set of guidelines you follow when going to a party celebration?
I don't know. No. I mean, the only thing is, like, if it's... It depends whose birthday it is. Like, if it's somebody from work, and I don't mean like somebody that I actually hang out with at work, but, you know, sometimes you got to watch how much you drink. You know, you got to be a little careful with certain things there. But no, when it's time to celebrate, it's time to celebrate. Play the music too. Celebrate good time.
So you're in for the party. You're in for the party. Whole thing. You're not there like, all right, well, listen, let's. Maybe we want to get there a little bit later. Maybe we want to leave.
Well, definitely
once
not the first one there.
Out.
Well, no. Like, I'm never going to be there first. I'm also not looking at, like, all right, the party says at 8. We can't walk in it until 8:30, so we're fashionably late. No, I don't like that. I can't. That's so pretentious. I'm not like that. No, definitely going to celebrate the cake. Definitely. I'd like to not be the last one to leave. I think that's probably a pretty good rule of thumb. But if the party starts at 7, just say 7. You know, I'll be there somewhere between 7:05, 7:10, 7:12, and then I'm out just before the last one straggles out and passes out.
I feel like there's a really good zone, like a two-hour limit for every party is perfect. Like, you get there a little bit late, it's okay. You know, you didn't miss anything because everyone's just getting there. Everyone's there by the time you're there.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess the cake is kind of like that you can go now type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So once cake comes out, you have a quick piece of cake and
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
And you're perfect.
You basically skip the foreplay. Let everybody do their thing early, and then you jump into the good stuff.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything at all. Have a great conversation and leave.
Yeah.
All right, BT, how long do you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do you think you can go without talking?
Oh, God. Some people probably wish I would start now. Right? I don't know, man. I am a talker. I don't know how else to do it. It's funny, you know, you've been around this business long enough. Generally, there's always a heightened presentation on air because we're entertaining. Like, of course. But generally, my love and my ability and my intensity or passion on the air is that's how I kind of communicate. Like, I don't just morph into somebody totally different. Like, I don't walk around very quiet. I still talk to people. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is there money at stake? If there's money at stake, I'll force myself. If there's not, maybe, I don't know. I don't think it'll be very long, though. How about you?
I don't think I can go 10 minutes. Like, I'm in the car by myself, and, you know, I'll start talking out loud, whether it's somebody cuts me off.
Me too.
I got to tell this person off. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a song I like, you know, I start singing it. There's always something that I'm always making some sort of noise. So I don't think I can last more than 10 minutes tops. Again, I'd really have to focus on that. But then I lose focus, and I start talking. I just wouldn't be able to last.
Who do you think here at the station would be able to go for a long time without speaking? Tiki?
Dove is raising his hand. You can't be sleeping, Dove. You have to be awake to do this bit here.
Part of the rules. Dove.
Maybe Tiki.
What about Gio?
No. I don't think any...
Off the air.
I don't think any on-air talent would win this. I don't think they could. I don't think you could do. I don't think they could do it for a long period of time. Because again, you're conditioned to talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was like you may be able to last an hour. Scazzeri? Maybe Scazzeri.
I mean, he doesn't really speak. He just hits plays with the drops. So he's the drop master. Yeah, but
how about that? If I told Eddie Scazzeri, like, hey,
no
dude,
drops,
no drops for a whole show, he couldn't do that.
Yeah.
He's sitting there biting his fingernails. If Boomer says one thing about like a sausage, forget about it. He's gonna be sitting there like, oh, I got a drop. I got a drop for that.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't get through it.
You know what it is? I not always, but I become a little uncomfortable when there's no conversation. You know what I mean?
Is that an Italian thing?
I don't know what. Maybe
my mom talks a lot.
Honestly, you go back to like Sunday dinners. Like, you're not just sitting there quiet. You're not hitting. You're not hearing forks hitting the plate.
Right.
You know, it's not everybody's just yelling. Everybody's silence.
It's all. Everyone's trying to talk over each other. And that's the best part about Italian meals too. By the way, dinners and stuff like that. Everybody is speaking at the same volume, and they're all trying to talk over each other. No one will stop and like listen and focus in on one person.
Oh, no. It's nobody gets a spotlight.
Yeah.
But everybody understands what's being said. You have five different conversations at once. You're looking for the bread. You're looking for the wine. You're talking about this or a memory from your childhood. Oh, my God. I miss those big, big Sunday meals.
Yes, I think I'm going to have a party soon just for the fun of it. Just to have.
Well, Sal's we're going to Sal's.
We are going to go to Sal's. Now, listen, I was thinking about it. You asked the other day if I'm a guy that wears a shirt. When I go into a
I didn't ask you that.
Or was that Sal that did
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I didn't ask you
oh,
that.
Oh, that was Sal last week that asked me.
What was
that.
Your answer? It's got to be yes.
No, I don't wear a shirt.
That a boy. You strip it down?
Yeah, no, screw that. I have no shame. I'm fat.
I love it. I love it. Now, yeah. Sal's taking the shirt off, I hope, in his own pool.
I would hope so.
Come on.
Listen, because I said this too. Like, once you keep the shirt on and you go in the water,
yeah.
It sticks to you.
Yes.
You look fatter.
It almost, you're right, dude. The contours of the flab
exactly.
become a little bit more pronounced because the shirt. Hey, especially if it's a light shirt.
Now, and then I get shirt, the rolls and the jiggles.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need that.
It sticks. Well, here's the thing, though. By also taking the shirt off, the skin gets a little tan. Mm. And let's face it, pasty blubber is awful.
Yeah.
Tan fat is just a little more doable.
Yeah, my wife likes the tan fat.
Is that why you go tan it every day?
Yes. The tan fat. Final question for you. Okay,
yes.
You're driving to work.
Uh-huh. I drive every day in my Cadillac.
And you witness an accident.
Yep.
What do you do?
I'm going to tell you a true story. This is actually really scary. I was driving back from St. John's. It was this year. It was a early season non-conference game. I forget. Maybe Quinnipiac. I forget who they played. and Colt, my son, was with me, right? And we're going over the bridge, over the Whitestone, over the Gothels, I'm sorry. And I hear motorcycle flying. She lost control. There's a little, you know, the Gothels coming from Queens. A little slight turn, loses control, and I see her skid. She had to skid 70 yards. Bang, 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 bang. I stopped the car. First of all, I could have run her over, God forbid. I stopped the car. I actually, once I know there's no cars coming, I get out of the car. I say, stay in the car. To myself, he was terrified. Stay in the car, lock the door so no freak can come and get in my car.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
And I'm not leaving. I'm right near the car. And I actually go over to her. I'm standing on the pavement of the bridge. So my answer is immediately. Now, if it's like behind me, I'm not trying to come across as some saint. It, like, that was just in front of me, and my instinct was to help her. And we called the police. Somebody else stopped, called the police. And because it was a little late and he was still 9, I'm like, we got to get home for school there. But I did stop right away. Honestly, I thought she was dead. I thought she was dead or, God forbid, decapitate. Like, I thought it was going to be the most gruesome thing I've ever seen. She was somewhat coherent. She wound up, like, a lot of internal injuries. Mm. But I think she lived.
See, now, what I would have done was just I would have called 911 and kept on driving. I'm too worried to, like, get into that situation.
I know.
I've heard other people that have actually stopped to help, and then their car gets into an accident because of where they're parked.
No doubt about
it. Or other people that have done Good Samaritan work, and then they've gotten killed themselves.
And there's no, you're right, huh? And there's no shoulder on the bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it was, probably a little risky and dumb on my part, but I just stopped the car, and I wanted to help. I don't know.
Let the professionals do the job. That's what I say. But good for you. You know, listen. You are a better man than I am. I know how to call 911.
Just wave at him as they crash.
Yeah, no, I'm not waving. I'll take the phone out. I'll do the respectful 911. I'll be like Al Dukes. I'll be a hero in that way.
Well, Al Dukes ratting out somebody for the trash at Point at not Point Pleasant.
No, wasn't he? Wasn't
get somebody arrested for leaving an empty cup of coffee on a bench?
No, didn't he call about a dog attacking somebody? What was it, Dove?
He doesn't know. I don't think he knows.
I don't know. He was whispering in my ear the whole time. I couldn't even hear what he was saying. How does Sal hear you when you talk?
I know.
I've never been on this side before.
Welcome to Radio Hell. I'm just kidding, Dope. Hey, by the way, I hate to turn it serious. I think the reason why I'm inclined to stop the car is the night before I went to college, I got in a car accident. Now, I was not driving, and it was over 100 miles an hour. Young, dumb, idiotic. On the Bell Parkway, and some guy stopped on the shoulder and took us to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Took us to the hospital. And I think it just stuck with me. I think maybe also instinctually just kind of you either do things or you don't. I don't know. But I'm not saying I do it every time, but that time was an easy call. I just stopped the car and got out in the middle of the bridge. Wow. Thank God nothing happened to her or me and my son. Thank God. Thank God. All right, Hoff. I didn't mean to end it on a serious note, so if you'd like to take a dig at Dove or say something funny.
Dove, say something funny. Say something.
Oh, God almighty.
Stop saying funny, Mike. Say something funny, Mike.
Asking Dove to say something funny is that's about as tough as it gets. But we love Dovey, right, Dovey? Executive producer of the New York Yankees, of course, who did get the win last night. We'll get back to that. The king topic of the day. Susan Waldman coming up at 1. Also, a little something on the Jets. I gave you something on the Giants. We got you till 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.